This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators are asking the Air Force to expand a pilot program that removes certain chemicals from contaminated water sources. CPR's Dan Boyce says the Air Force formerly used the chemicals called PFAS in firefighting foam for training exercises just outside of Colorado Springs.
The Air Force has been trying for years to clean PFAS contamination from the wide field aquifer. The chemicals can cause cancer and other health problems. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper say the cleanup should also extend to Willow Springs Pond in Fountain, and that the Air Force should partner with state public health officials for future studies. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A homeowners association in Highlands Ranch is suing Xcel Energy for wildfires in 2016 and 2020. The association says the utility's power equipment set off three fires, which hurt property values and damaged the environment. The lawsuit accuses the company of refusing to share information from internal investigations with local fire officials. Xcel declined to comment. Shareholders of Spirit Airlines will vote next month on a proposed merger with Denver-based Frontier. If that deal fails, Spirit could be sold to JetBlue Airways, affecting fares for millions of travelers who depend on the budget airlines. Some industry experts think a Frontier-Spirit combination would keep fares lower than if JetBlue buys Spirit. The shareholder vote is July 8th. Downtown Denver is bustling this morning with the start of a celebration for the Colorado Avalanche. They answer this year's NHL champions. This is CPR News and KRCC.